9.
Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Just remember that you are what you are by the grace of God. Everything that you are because of Him. First Romans chapter 5, verse 17 say, "For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive," somebody shout, "abundance of grace." Say it again, say abundance of grace. "And of the gift of righteousness." Somebody shout, "the gift of righteousness." Amen. Now, how many people know that righteousness is a gift? It's nothing you can work for. God, you gave God your sin. He gave you His righteousness. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Look at what the word of God says. "For He hath made Him to be sin for" who? Amen. "Who knew no sin, that we might be made the" what?
Righteousness.
Lay hands on yourself. Say, I am.
The righteousness of God.
Say, I'm as righteous as I'm going to be. Say it again. I am. The righteousness of God. Get that in your spirit, because see, if you don't get this understanding, as I begin to teach on the blessing of God and teach on all these promises that belong to you, until you understand that I am righteous, and I am not righteous because of me. I am righteous because of what Jesus did. And a short term for righteousness means that you are in right standing with God. Lay hands on yourself. Say, today. Right now. I am in right standing with God. So you don't need to be sitting up praying, "Lord, I want to get it right with you. Lord, I'm trying to get right." Every time you do that, you're rejecting His righteousness. And you are depending on your righteousness. I am what I am by the grace of God. Say it again. I am. The righteousness of God. And how many people know that because you are the righteousness of God, righteousness has properties with it? You didn't hear what I just said. I said righteousness have things that belong to it. As a matter of fact, the Bible said the righteous are bold. Give me Proverbs 30 and 30. The righteous are bold as a lion. That's an attribute. That's something that belongs to you. And look at what the Bible, why would God compare us to the lion? Because the Bible say the lion, which is strongest among beasts, and don't turn from nobody. Amen. When you righteous, you ain't got nobody being scared of nothing. Glory be to God. Tell somebody, "I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not afraid of nobody. You can put me in any arena. You can take me anywhere. I don't care about your degree. I don't care how good you look. I don't care how much money you got. I got something you don't have." What do you have? Righteousness. Amen. Bold as a lion, can stand a witch in their face and say the curse won't work. Amen. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, "I am righteous." Glory be to God. You should be fearless. Nothing should shake you. Nothing should have you so messed up you don't know what to do. You should never be despondent. You should never be sitting back telling myself, "You don't know if it's going to work." I promise you, I'm bold as a lion. Amen. You put me anywhere, and I can stand with confidence and say, "I can do all things." Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. I don't care how good you are. When I show up in the room, I have the advantage. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Slap somebody and say, "I got the advantage. I got the advantage. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world." My God, I feel a preaching anointing coming on me tonight. Look at somebody and say, "The greater is on the inside of me. That's why I can't die. That's why I'm not going nowhere. That's why you can't get rid of me. That's why if you put me in a ditch, give me some time, I'll climb my way out of it. God is on my side." Slap three people and say, "I am righteous." Bold as a lion. Amen to God. Amen to God. Yes, Lord. But how many people know that even though it is true that you're the righteous of God, that you are blessed, that you have all of these things, your inheritance is contingent upon how you see yourself. So if you see yourself as unworthy, if you see yourself in a position of, I ain't prayed enough, so because I haven't prayed, I don't deserve this. Whenever you start predicating the blessing on your performance, the blessing will be hindered because of the way you see yourself. When they went into that land to possess the land, the Bible said that the reason they couldn't possess it is because they saw themselves as grasshoppers. They saw themselves small. Ooh, I wish I could break this thing down to you like I wanted to. I really can't, but if I had an empty glass, give me a flashlight. Give me a flashlight on your phone or something. Anybody got flashlight? I mean, I got one. Okay. See this bottle of water? As long as this water and this bottle is clear, the light will shine through it. But if you got all this mud in your soul, all this guilt, shame, condemnation, all these attributes that don't belong to God, as long as you got this stuff in your soul, even though the light is shining, it's hindered by what you got in your spirit. Now, I'm going to say something to make y'all mad. You got to get this. If you were coming to this revelation, I need you to come into the revelation of your God consciousness. Can I go deep on y'all tonight? Jesus said he was the light of the world, didn't he? Wasn't he the light of the world? That's right. He sure was. He sure was. As long as he was here, he was. But as he is, so am I. So guess what? Now I am the. Slap somebody and say, I'm the light of the world. Gotta get that. Gotta recognize who you are. Gotta come into your God consciousness. And as he was in this world, so are you. He was the light. I am the light. I'm the light of the world now. Put me in a dark place, I'll shine. Put me in a bad place, there no God is with me, because I'm a shine. Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. I may come with 1 year experience, but when I get done, they're going to know God was with her. Wherever you put me, I'm going to shine. Because I am the light of the world. Y'all got that? So you got to come into that revelation that you are what God says you are. Lay hands on yourself again. Say, I'm the righteous of God. Tell somebody, I am not at a disadvantage. Listen to me, y'all black folk. Let me talk to us black folk. But see, the spirit of this age got you caught up in this black-white thing. Amen. The black man is at a disadvantage. The black man without God is at a disadvantage. But the black man with God can do all things. Y'all better talk back to me in here. Amen. 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 I'm not no minority. Amen. I'm a majority. Say amen. We got to understand, don't allow the filth of the media and the filth of what they're trying to educate even your children. Amen. All these little new thing got with this Hebrew Israelites. like to stand on the street corners with these Hebrew looking clothes trying to tell you that they the true Jews and all that stuff. The Bible say the true Jew is not the one who keep the laws, but the true Jew is the one who's been circumcised in the heart. Come on, church. Say amen to that. Right? So I want you to understand. Lay hands on yourself again. Say, I'm not at a disadvantage.
I'm not at a disadvantage.
Amen. I don't care if you old. I don't care if you young. Okay, my God, I don't care if you ugly. Amen. Pretty, go, whatever you are. You are never at a disadvantage. Because God is with you. And if I am righteous and I'm in right standing with God, that means that when I pray, I know he's going to answer because I have a right to answer prayer. Y'all got that? I have properties. Peace belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. Am I making sense? And the Bible declares that we receive it. Go back to Romans chapter 4 verse 17. It came at because we received an abundance of grace. Romans 5:17. I'm sorry. Romans 5:17. Look at what it says. It says that we have received an abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness, and we gonna reign in life. Slap somebody and say, you're supposed to be raining.
You're supposed to be raining.
Not because of you now. But when you received Jesus, you went right back to where you was in the Garden of Eden. And Adam was a ruler. He controlled his environment. You don't like your environment, it's your fault. You don't like where you are, it's your fault. Come on, Prophet Khan, preach this Bible. You don't like the situation you're in, it's on you. Nobody wants to hear that because nobody wants to take responsibility. Lay hands on yourself. Say, I'm a ruler. Say that with authority. I'm a ruler. You believe that? You believe that? You are a ruler because of what Christ did. He brought you right back into right standing with God where you rule as kings. Let's go to Psalm 8. Psalm 8 and 2. Glory to God. The Bible declares in Psalm 8 verse 2. Look at what it says. Out of the mouth. Psalm 8. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Can I have a little time tonight, y'all? I'm going to preach. I want to break something down to you because the Lord gave me a real strong instruction before church. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of your enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. The Bible said a baby. Something about when a baby prays God. A baby could praise God. And a baby in its immaturity has more power than the devil, and he's been around for a long time. But a baby, you can be a baby in the Lord. Got saved yesterday, put up a praise, and make the devil back up. Your praise will make the devil shut up. Verse 3, the Bible declares in the next verse, when I consider the heavens, pay attention to this, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. Verse 4, what is man that thou art what? And the son of man that thou? For thou hast made him a little lower than the what? That word angels there, I told y'all, is Elohim. Angels is a bad translation. It means that you've been made a little lower than God. And you have been crowned with glory and honor. And the Bible declares, give me the next verse. it says in the next verse, for thou hast made him to have dominion over the work of your what? Wait, go back to verse 3. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the work of thy hand. Well, look, when I consider the heavens, the work of the fingers, what's the work of his hand? The moon and the stars that he ordained. Go back to verse 6. Thou made him to have dominion over the work of your hands, and has put all things the moon is the work of his hand. The sun is the work of his hand. You say we don't have dominion over it? Ask Joshua. Why do you think David prayed prayers like the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night? Because witches and warlocks understand the power of the stars. The Bible declares that all these things are supposed to be subject to you. Anything that God created is subject to you. The devil, Kushala, is sub. Y'all better talk back to me in here. That boss that's been getting on your nerve at the job, that husband acting crazy, your money that's been held up, is subject to you. That court case is subject to you. You want it to change? It's not a God problem. You're praying to God, asking God to change it. You don't have a God problem. You have an identity problem. And once I recognize who I am, once I recognize who I am, my God, I feel something coming on me tonight. Slap somebody and say, do you know who I am? Lucifer was the work of his hand. I'm talking about the devil. The devil's job is to enforce the curse, poverty, sickness, and death. Are y'all listening to me? Watch this. Go to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Let me show you something. I'm going to show you something, and then I'm going to go into something else, and then we're going to go home. But I ain't rushing tonight because I feel something. 4:35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, verse 35, let's pass over and go to the other side. Slap somebody and say, I'm going to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him and said, Master, you don't see we about to die? That's what he was saying. Master, you don't see what's going on? He arose, rebuked the wind. That means that the wind got ears. And said unto the sea. That means the sea got ears. Come on, church. The first thing he said was peace. Y'all always put them two together. There's a comma after the peace. Peace was to the disciples. Be still was to the wind and the wave. Glory be to God. I say glory be to God. They was in a disarray. That's what I speak over you tonight. Peace. Yeah. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Peace. You're going to sleep good tonight. Peace. Your children going to be all right. Peace. Shake your neighbor and say, I declare peace over you. First he said peace. That was to the disciples. Be still was to the wind. And guess what happened? And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it, verse 41, that you have no faith? They feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man? Pay attention. Pay attention. You must pay attention to what I'm about to show you. I need you to hear me. There's a reason. What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Give me Luke chapter 8. Pastor Butler, you're about to shout. Get ready. You're about to shout. How many of y'all know Jesus was fearless? Stay with me here. How many of you know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? Wave at me if you believe that. The whole purpose of the book of St. John was to explain to us his divinity. So that's why Matthew, Mark, Luke, they all start with Jesus being in the tomb. Because they're not trying to explain his divinity. They're showing his humanity. But because they wanted to show his divinity in John, he said, I can't start with Mary, because he didn't start with Mary. He just manifested with Mary. But John 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all men. He's showing you that God, or the Son of God, was there in the beginning. Now one day I'll explain to you about the Son of God, because the Son of God had a beginning and the Son of God had an end, and there is no Son of God in heaven now. What's in heaven now is the Son of Man. He lost his sonship on the cross. But I'm not getting into that today. But listen, God, even though Jesus Christ, maybe Bible study, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, right? But he never referred to himself as the Son of God. He always referred to himself as the Son of Man. Why? Why? Luke 8:27 said, and he went forth to the land that met him out of the city, a certain man which had devils a long time, wore no clothes, didn't abide in no house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, pay attention. He cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Okay. The devil was right. He said, Jesus, Son of God, why is you messing with me? But get this now. I'm going to break something down to you. Son of God, why are you bothering me? The devil was right. Because Jesus, as the Son of God, could not rebuke a devil. Because there was a pact made in Genesis that the only person who has dominion in the earth is a man. So the only time he could rebuke a demon is as the Son of Man. But what the devil didn't know is that the Son of God had became the Son of Man. Ah! I wish I had a church up in here. Y'all got that? Because his dominion is as a man. And this is what I want you to understand. This is a revelation y'all got to come into. You have power as a man. Can I keep going? Adam had dominion, right? Adam had dominion, right? Adam messed up, didn't he? And when he messed up, he gave the devil the earth. The devil did not get the earth from God. God gave it to man. Man messed up and gave it to the devil. So when you say, I keep telling y'all, God is not in control of everything. He can't be. Give me Luke chapter 4. I think they're in a rush, Pastor Butler. Somebody say hallelujah. Luke chapter 4. Verse 6. Look what the Bible say. And the devil said unto him, all this power. This is the devil talking to Jesus. Telling Jesus, the man. All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto and I have the power to give it to whoever I will. So the devil has power. But behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. I wish I had a church in here. What makes our power different from the devil's power? The devil has power, but we have authority.
Thank you for listening to the prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday and Tuesday at 7 p.m., meeting at Progressive Baptist Church, 1600 Clanton Road in Charlotte, North Carolina, or at KCC St. Mary's in St. Mary's, Georgia, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. at 124 Industrial Drive, St. Mary's, Georgia. Call 1-833-522-5433 or 1-855-984-2276 or visit us at kccharlotte.org or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.